Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
087636 for details. Paid for by Robert Levenger Insurance Agent.
Upstate.
WFBC HD3 Greenville. W249 PL Greenville. W246CD Spartanburg. W2CXDL Andersonville.
Upstate.
And Odyssey Sports Station.
Are you ready?
Are you ready?
It's time to laugh, to win, and to live the thrill of the action.
Hey, baby, let's go out there like a bunch of crazy dogs.
What's going on, but I am excited.
Every pick, every play, every game-changing moment.
Unbelievable!
This is You Better You Bet, brought to you by BetMGM on Westwood One Sports.
And it is a great day to be alive on Westwood One Sports and anywhere in these United States of beautiful America, because we have got Monday Night Football on deck. Yes, a massive matchup as the United States tries to advance to the quarterfinals against Belgium in Seattle. The summer of soccer has taken over. World Cup 2026 capturing everyone's attention, especially those on Corruption Watch. Dun, dun, dun. Dun, 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 dun. That's my best Law and Order theme. I'm sorry. That's as good as it gets. Chris Mack here on Westwood One Sports, in for Nick Costos today here on You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM. Always live inside that Westwood One Sports app. Go download it today and take everything you could possibly need with you this summer. Also, inside the Odyssey app, same thing, AUDACY. Whether you're getting ready for a trip to the beach, you've already taken your vacation and you're just hiding in a cubicle at work, or you've got a million other things going on, we are right there with you, always live across North America on Sirius XM Channel 375. Someone really doing the best they can to just absolutely blow up the final bridge they may have had left. I mean, they took all the fireworks they could find this weekend and just set it ablaze. We'll get into that a little bit later. We'll continue our daily power rankings of positional groups around the NFL with the top quarterback rooms today. Quarterback rooms, not just quarterbacks. Could that change the analysis? Plus, as mentioned, a million different World Cup angles to look at, including the suspension of Balogun's ban. He will be on the pitch and in the lineup tonight for the U.S. men's national team against the Belgians. And what the hell have they ever really done besides make waffles? Sorry, the patriotism is getting the best of me. I may or may not have stars and stripes bikini briefs on today. Sorry for the visual, but we're fired up. Anthony DeBundo of The Ringer will join us in the second hour of the show today. With you until noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific. Chris Mack here on Westwood One Sports with You Better You Bet. And we always like to kick off the show with the five biggest stories of the day, none of which involve my underwear preferences. I promise you, it's time for the high five. Let's go.
Five.
Sheldrop's been brilliant since he came on.
Haaland, he wants another one. He's got another one. How about that? Extraordinary. Just phenomenal. Erling Haaland's second goal of the match yesterday, his seventh of the World Cup. That means he's tied with Messi and Mbappe for the golden boot race right now. That put Norway up 2-0 on Brazil in the 90th minute. The Brazilians would get one in stoppage time on a penalty kick from Neymar, his final goal in World Cup competition, as he announced after the match was over. He's retiring from international competition. That is, I think, a sideline story to the headline, which is, I think we may have found World Cup 2026 Cinderella. and it is the Norwegians. It's the Viking Row. It's Erling Haaland. It's the whole thing. They've come over to the States, their fan base, and fully embraced Americana. Haaland is one of the most gifted goal scorers in the world, and they weren't supposed to win that. They were 3-1 underdogs to defeat Brazil yesterday, but here they are moving on to the quarterfinals, Norway. And look, I don't even want to think. Don't even want to think about what happens if the U.S. should somehow be eliminated by Belgium tonight. I don't even want to put that out into the universe, but it's a possibility, so we have to talk about it. If the U.S. should somehow lose to Belgium, or at some point the U.S. exits this World Cup before Norway, I know exactly who I'm going to root for. It's going to be the Norwegians. They're this tournament's Cinderella now. They are. They're the one you want to see knock off someone mighty in the next round. They'll get a shot at England, which we'll get to in just a second. And who knows where it goes from there. But if you're looking for a Cinderella, a team to latch onto, if you have no other rooting interest in what's left of the 2026 World Cup, you could do much worse than this, I was going to call them plucky. What a cliche. This plucky Norwegian team with, oh, by the way, one of the best goal scorers in the world in Erling Haaland. Yes, we have found the World Cup's Cinderella, and they are the Vikings from Norway, who knocked off a giant yesterday in Brazil. Vikings beat giants, apparently. Next.
4.
All right, don't text me. Talking about something. You on my team now. You follow my rules. Boy, I'm a grown-ass man, boy. You gonna have to start running behind your mama, and I might believe what you're talking about. But until then,
Oh my. Self-proclaimed grown-ass man Brandon Ayuk on Instagram again. This time it was the 4th of July, and he took all the fireworks, all the explosives to the one remaining bridge he had, maybe back to the NFL at some point. His former college quarterback, Jaden Daniels, saying that apparently Daniels texted him telling him that he'd have to play by the rules if he got a chance to come in. Oh, I'm aghast at a quarterback showing some leadership skills. What is Brandon Ayuk? We've gone over this multiple times now, so I shouldn't just sit here and say yet again. What is Brandon Ayuk thinking? Because clearly he's not thinking. Clearly he's not acting like the grown-ass man he claims to be. Brandon Ayuk, just to review, has not caught a touchdown pass in 30 months. Months. Brandon Ayuk, who has not even a smidge, if you're watching on the YouTube stream, youtube.com/@TheKostos, T-H-E-K-O-S-T-O-S. Jump in the chat. Tell us what you think about the World Cup and everything else going on in the world. If you're watching on the YouTube stream, you see how my fingers, my thumb and my index finger are pressed very tightly together? That's how much value Brandon Ayuk has on the field right now. It's none. Zilch. Nada. Sorry, Mexico fans. It's nil. It's the summer of soccer. Why not use nil? He has no value left on the field. And now off the field, he's even farther off the rails than he has been at any other point to date. Setting aflame, maybe the one final bridge he had, calling out the only guy that any of us thought may have any interest in playing with him. Like I said, his former college quarterback, Jaden Daniels, calling him a mama's boy, essentially. I was going to say, I don't know where it goes from here, but I'll tell you where it goes from here for Brandon Ayuk. Nowhere. It goes nowhere. No one's going to have any interest in signing this guy. None. Until he stops acting a fool on social media. And clearly, he has no interest in backing off of that, getting out of that lane anytime soon. This is, if social media is the HOV lane towards stupidity, this is when you're on the highway and you see somebody fly by in the HOV lane, like 35 miles an hour over the speed limit, and you go, ooh, that's not going to end well. And then about a mile and a half down the highway, you see them pulled over, and you go, eh, told you it wasn't going to end well. That's Brandon Ayuk right now. On the HOV lane to stupidity, and I don't know if anything can stop it at this point. Next.
Three.
Harry Kane scores. England lead 3-1. And the England captain scores his 85th international goal.
Harry Kane's penalty kick goal in the 60th minute last night that put England up 3-1. Darren Fletcher on Fox on the call. Mexico scored again after that. And they made it very, very interesting. I mean, they dominated possession and chances in the final 30 minutes last night. But it wasn't enough. And Mexico lose at Stadia Azteca for the first time in forever in international play. Now, you could go back and look at their streak of victories there, and it's not exactly a murderer's row of competition, but let's be honest. Whether you're a soccer fan or not, a hardcore footy fan or not, I think we all had questions about the English getting to Mexico City maybe just a couple days before that match, adjusting to the altitude, adjusting to the heat, and dealing with just a rabid crowd in that environment. Amazing fans in Mexico City. It wasn't enough, though. And so Mexico, who I don't think had given up a goal in their last four matches, I believe it was, give up three to England. Harry Kane, the captain, scoring for the Brits. And England is now on to the quarterfinals to face the aforementioned Cinderella of Norway. I know a lot of people across the United States, including our board op, Laura Jimenez, who were compelled by heritage to root for El Tri. It did not work out. And I apologize for that. There is only one host nation left now. So we welcome all of you Mexican fans, Canadian fans, anybody else whose team has been eliminated. By all means, we welcome you on board the American bandwagon. The country roads will take you home. See what I did there, John Denver reference? We're blasting Freebird. We are barreling towards the quarterfinals as if the 4th of July weekend never ended. Firing off fireworks from the back of the bandwagon. Doing everything we can. Welcome aboard the bandwagon. U.S. sports fans, we are welcoming in the Canadians and Mexicans. Come on. Come on. It's one big North American family for the rest of the World Cup. Come on. Starts tonight. We'll get to that in just a second as we count down the five biggest stories of the day. Chris Mack in for Nick Costos today here on Westwood One Sports. Starting the show with the high five. Number two.
Two.
Chases the breaking ball and strikes out. Nine strikeouts for Ryan today and seven shutout. The Yankees some two-out traffic, but Ryan strikes out Rosario. Twins maintain a 6-0 lead.
Corey Provis on Peacock yesterday. Joe Ryan striking out Amed Rosario to end the seventh. Twins go on to win their first series in the Bronx in 12 years, I think. Yankee Stadium has been a house of horrors for the Twins over the years. And the Yankees have now dropped 9 of their last 10. How about this stat? They have 49 hits in their last 10 games. It's a good weekend for some teams. 49 hits in their last 10 games, tied for the fewest in a 10-game stretch in Yankee history. Oof. I know I said last week around this time, Yankee fans, don't panic. It's all going to be okay. Judge will be back eventually. You'll find some offense. I'm going to stand firm in that assertion right now. I'm not showing you that my fingers are crossed. The old classic schoolyard trick. I can say whatever I want if I have my fingers crossed behind my back. You may want to start to worry, Yankee fans. I think you're going to be okay. I still think the Yankees are going to make the playoffs. The American League sucks. The Yankees are going to make the playoffs. And yes, you'll get Judge back, even if it's not for another 5 weeks or so. You'll get him back, and everything will be okay before the playoffs start. But I don't blame you for worrying your little pinstriped heads off right now because this has been ugly. And without any healthy reinforcements coming back anytime soon, I don't know what the answer is, other than looking at the standings and saying, well, you know, it could be worse. We could be under 500 and battling for a wild card spot. We could be, right, you could be the Astros right now, who admittedly have played better as of late, but are still two games under 500 and a game off the wild card pace, right? You could be them. You're not. You're nine games over 500. Yes, you're four back of the Rays in the division, but the Rays will cool off eventually as well. They've won eight of their last 10 while you've lost nine of your last 10. Yankee fans, I want to reassure you, or at least try really hard to reassure you. I think you're going to be okay. Notice how I dropped the caveat of I think in there. Yeah, I think you're going to be okay. We'll go through some ridiculous all-star snubs before 10 Eastern, 7 Pacific that have to be mentioned as well, because the all-star rosters were released over the weekend, and there are a couple of positions, one in each league, where there are multiple people that should be on this team, that could be on this all on these all-star teams, that didn't get named because of people ahead of them just getting the ballot box stuffed in their honor. We'll get into that before 10 Eastern, 7 Pacific. But number one today in the high five.
One.
Steer it to Adams. Flicks it along Tillman. He's got Balligan making a run off him. Can he get around to that ball? Took a deflection. Balligan scores. Flo Balligan, first to react to the deflection. He'll do the LeBron celebration. It's 1-0 U.S.
Just for Bill in Toronto, the call on Fox Sports last Wednesday. Just for our friend Bill in Toronto, we had to get a LeBron mention in. Flo Balligan, going to be back on the pitch tonight for the U.S. And look, we could talk about the way this went down, certainly. I'm choosing to look at it this way. It was a terrible red card in the first place, handed out via slow-mo video review rather than the way red cards should be handed out. Which is, hey, we look at the live action, or if we think something was missed and we're called to look at the video, we at least look at it at full speed. It's a terrible red card in the first place. So, Balogun should have been eligible for this game. I know there are soccer purists, especially the anti-American soccer purists out there, who are saying, oh, what corruption. And I counter that by saying, listen, you want America to embrace football? We're embracing it all the way to the point where our politicians apparently get involved in influencing FIFA officials to make decisions. Some people would have you believe that. Look, if we're going to be a proper footy country, there's a terrible British accent. If we're going to be a proper footy country, then you damn well better believe that if somebody can twist FIFA's arm on our team's behalf, we're going to look right past it. Nope. Blinders are on, baby. Valerian Balogun is back tonight, which means the Americans' most talented goal scorer is back on the pitch tonight against Belgium in Seattle with a trip to the quarterfinals on the line. And yes, I could sit up here on Mount Pius and talk about how, well, it's a red card, and they never reverse these decisions. What are the? Well, they just reversed one for Cristiano Ronaldo, so he'd be eligible to play in the group stage for Portugal. Like it or not, FIFA is the international version of the NCAA. Really not many standards, and easily twisted in different directions at various times by outsized influence of others. So that's what we got. At least that's the way it looks. And I, an American sports fan, can do a very good job of twisting my morals into pretzels to say, well, he didn't deserve the red card in the first place. He deserved to be out there tonight against Belgium anyway, and now he is. I understand. If I were a Belgian soccer fan, I'd be a good bit angry. if this happens down the line in this tournament, I don't know, maybe the U.S. gets past Belgium tonight, okay? And then maybe the next to impossible happens and they beat Spain or Portugal in the quarters and they're on to the semis and they've got a possible matchup with France ahead of them. And Kylian Mbappe gets a red card in France's quarterfinal match and FIFA ends up doing the same thing and overturning it. Will I be mad about it? Yes, but turnabout will be fair play and we'll have to deal with it. Is FIFA corrupt? Yes. Has the corruption probably benefited us in this case? Yes. So again, hop on the bandwagon, everybody. It's time for Monday Night Football. Bum, 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 bum. Live from Seattle. The Americans take on the Belgians tonight with a trip to the quarterfinals on the line. And coming up, I do think there is a tangible on-field impact to Balogun's return, aside from just his goal-scoring prowess being available for the U.S. I'll tell you what the trickle-down effect is and why it could set up the Americans for success beyond just tonight. And we'll do that next right here on Westwood One Sports.
We know you're jonesing for some football just like we are.
I'm jonesing, man.
NFL training camps begin opening in 16 days. And yes, we're counting. Your home for the NFL. Westwood One Sports.
Someone had a birthday.
Yep, 50. Can't believe it.
50 years of wisdom.
Great segue. We have a health reminder from the CDC.
Pneumococcal vaccination is recommended for adults 50 or older. Says here, we're over 6 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults under 50.
I don't love those odds.
Same. Look what I found. Pfizer's Prevnar 20 is proven to help protect adults against pneumococcal pneumonia and invasive pneumococcal disease in just one dose, and millions have already gotten it.
Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you have a severe allergy to its ingredients. A weakened immune system may lower your response. Common side effects include injection site pain and swelling, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138. Visit Prevnar20.com or talk to your doctor or pharmacist.
I'm on Prevnar20.com now, scheduling my appointment.
Good idea. And happy 50th.
And Doug.
Limu and I created a trick to help you remember that you can customize your car insurance and save with Liberty Mutual. You see, the shirts Limu and I wear are yellow, and yellow is the color of lemons. And lemons grow on trees, and trees provide oxygen. And oxygen helps us breathe, and breathing is how you live. And you can live more life when you save money by customizing your car insurance. I agree, Limu. It's really quite simple. Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
While retinitis pigmentosa takes Mark's vision, his family gives him hope, whether at the family business or at home with his wife and sons. He knows he's not fighting alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding retinal diseases, providing hope to people with vision loss. And for Mark, winning the fight means being there for his family. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
When it comes to the best sports talk anywhere,
let's get this show going, man.
Listen to the Fan Upstate on Odyssey no matter where you are. In the car, at home, at work. Download the free Odyssey app on your phone. Search the Fan Upstate and you're in the game.
Hey, now we roll.
The Fan Upstate. And now, the Daily Sports Spin. Powered by Ingles. Low prices, love the savings.
How about this for a World Cup twist? Balogun is back for Team USA tonight against Belgium after it looked like he'd be out because of that red card earlier in the World Cup. And the wild part, the President of the United States reportedly picked up the phone, called FIFA, asked them to take another look, and now Balogun is eligible to play. That is insane. In the middle of a World Cup knockout run, Team USA gets one of its key attackers back because the White House made a phone call? Love it or hate it, it adds even more juice to tonight's USA-Belgium matchup. Balogun is back, the stakes are massive, and now the story is even bigger. This is Cole from Wire to Wire.
Wire to Wire with Diesel and Cole Bryson.
This afternoon, 3 to 7 on The Fan. Upstate. 97.7 FM Greenville. 97.1 FM Spartanburg. And on the Odyssey app.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine.
We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.